threats they present to you?
You know, they're a hungry team. You know, they're going to come here and try to get a win just like anybody else would. They're a young group, but they got a lot of talent. Got some pretty decent, well, pretty good receivers on the outside. Got a running back, runs the ball very hard. And the quarterback, he can throw the ball. He can run out the pocket also. So it's not going to be an easy task. You know, we're going to play every game just like any other game. So we'll be prepared and ready.
How about Robinson specifically?
The guy, he can go up and get the ball. Got a good speed. You know, he like to go get the ball out there. I've seen that on film a couple times. So, got to be in position. All corners, you got to be in position when the ball is thrown.
How do you feel you're coming along with your maturity? After week one, you said that was a humbling experience. I appreciate the honesty of that. And then last week, you seem to have a better game. Where do you think you are right now as far as settling in as a regular?
You know, it's all about just learning from your mistakes and, you know, approaching the game different. You know, you can't be ready an hour away from game time. You got to be ready, well, today, tomorrow. You know, you got to already be ready. But, you know, I'm just going out there trying to get better each and every week. Like I said once before, learn from my mistakes and just keep going.
I know you want to win every game. That's just life in the NFL. But knowing that you have a bye week coming up is... Do you not want the hangover if it doesn't go well? You know what I mean? You would have relaxed better if you had the week and then some time off rather than it didn't go well and you got to stew on that for a while.
Of course you want to go on the bye week with a win. You don't want to go on the bye week off a loss because it's going to be a long bye week. So, you know, if we're going to get this win, we're going to try our best to get this win. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Do some of the guys talk about that? Like, hey, there's two reasons. We want the win for the win, and also we want a nice break. Do some of the veterans say, hey, look, this could be a better off week. It could be extra special. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, everybody wants to win. You know, it'll feel better if we get a win and have a bye week. You know, it won't feel so great if we lose and then have a bye week. It'd be a lot on our minds. But like I said once before, get this win. We're going to try our best to get this win so we can have a great off week.
Malcolm, last year, you know, there were games where you actually didn't even play, you know, in some of the games. This year you've played, obviously, in the first two, and it looks like, you know, you're sort of looked at as a key guy by the staff. How have you feel you've handled sort of that change from being really a backup, you know, to a main guy?
You know, I'm just going to go out there and do whatever to help my team win, whatever role I have to play. But, you know, if I have to play the role of, you know, being that guy or, you know, one of the leaders, you know, I have no choice but to step into that role. So, you know, do the best I can each and every week. Try to gain confidence throughout my teammates and my coaches and just roll with it.
And how much is there a thought for you that as the more you play, the more opponents see of you, that they might look for ways to, you know, attack things that they see that they wouldn't otherwise see because you weren't playing?
You know, that's the NFL, you know. Everybody watches everybody. You know, everybody going to find your weaknesses. Everybody going to know your strengths. So that's nothing new, and you just got to go out there and play the best you can and play smart and just play.
You know, it was a few days ago now, but can you kind of take us through the play where Robert Woods got the touchdown? It looked like you might have been in cover three in that play.
Yeah, we moving forward. We moving forward on the Jacksonville, but that's a play I should have made. Tripped up, no excuses, no down respect to my opponent. Mm-hmm. But I tripped up, got to be there and make that play. Try my best to be there next time.
How do you prepare for a bigger receiver like Allen Robinson? He's really one of the biggest receivers in the NFL.
You know, we got a couple big guys here, I would say, you know, Aaron Dobson or whatever. So, you know, just playing the best way you can, you know. Smaller guys really make you struggle. Mm-hmm. The bigger guys, you know, they got the range and the leaping ability, but they can't run from you as fast. But this guy got the speed, so, you know, you got to be ready for everything.
Thank you.